You're tuned to WDIY Classics on your listener-supported community public radio. My name's Waldemar Vanofskis. WDIY is proud to sponsor the Pennsylvania Symphony Orchestra's Summer Vivaldi Concert on Sunday, July 21st at Wesley Church in Bethlehem at 7:30 p.m. Program highlights include Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in E Minor, RV Listing 279, Johann Christian Bach's Quintet in A, Opus 11, Number 5, Biscoli's Concerto in D for trumpet, oboe, bassoon, and strings, Corelli's Trio Sonata in D, and Johann Sebastian Bach's Oboe Concerto in G Minor, BWV Listing 1056. The soloists this weekend include Cheryl Bischoff on oboe and Lawrence Wright on trumpet. With me in the studio this morning is Dr. Alan Burney. He is the music director and conductor of the Pennsylvania Symphony Orchestra, good friend of WDIY. Alan, welcome back.
Thanks, Wally. It's good to be back.
Yeah, well, we're halfway there. Two concerts down, two to go, and we are at Wesley Church this Sunday. So, pretty exciting. Valley Vivaldi, what a wonderful series of concerts. We've been doing this for over 25 years. Have we hit the 30-year mark?
I think we just celebrated the orchestra's 30th, so we probably have another year to go our 30th of Valley Vivaldi.
Yeah, that's a lot of wonderful music. There's a great little following. There are groupies, Pennsylvania Symphony groupies. You can go and you'll see the same people. They come out, we hear the music. One of the things that I enjoy about Valley Vivaldi is after you hear the music, there's always a reception. You get to meet the musicians, shake some hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great way to spend a Sunday evening. And great music. It's a pretty Baroque program. Some very well-known pieces, Johann Sebastian Bach and also Vivaldi. But then there's kind of an odd one in there.
Francesco Biscoli.
Biscoli. You know, I looked for that compendium of the works of Biscoli, and it's
no compendium.
It's pretty short. Well, let's start there, and then we'll listen to a little of Vivaldi and some Bach as we make our way. But tell me about the unique piece on the program.
Well, it's a concerto for trumpet, oboe, bassoon, and strings and continuo. So it's kind of everything but the kitchen sink in this one. The three solo instruments, trumpet, oboe, and bassoon, all have major parts and frequently play by themselves cadenza-like material, answered back and forth by the whole group. It's a very effective piece. We don't know quite why it was written. It's the only piece that he wrote that we know of. And by that standard, it's awfully well put together.
Wow, it's almost a shame like there wasn't more. You'd almost, after you play this piece of music, you would think, man, I'd like to do some more.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any more.
Yeah, that's it. The
unlike
single,
Vivaldi.
Yeah. There you go. The single extant piece of his. And he was basically a contemporary of Vivaldi, same time period. The Baroque period expressed itself in different countries, Bach in Germany, Telemann, but Italy also had, you know, it sort of, is that really where it originates, is in Italy, or how does the Baroque period sound different
or
play different?
Well, it originates in Italy, particularly in the sense of opera.
Okay.
Because that was the birthplace of, of Italian opera, which, of course, is a new part of the Baroque period. Now, we're not doing opera per se on our programs, but that's, I think, throughout the Baroque period, composers tended to gravitate to Italy, like Handel, for example, to study the latest techniques and things like that, and then took them back to their own countries.
Mm-hmm. There were music centers, you know, Vienna, Salzburg, Venice.
Venice, for sure.
Paris. And so there was a
fair... London, to a certain extent.
London, a little bit, yeah. And so there was movement, again, I was just talking about We just played some of the Haydn symphonies a couple of weeks ago. Haydn, too, was invited to go to London and play there and so on. And I would imagine if you were a wealthy patron and you lived somewhere and you wanted to hear someone's music, you didn't just turn on the radio or the record player. You invited that musician to come and play for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So that's part of the program. Other pieces, Corelli, another Italian. For the Corelli, it's the Trio Sonata in D, Opus 3, number 2. And so who's the trio?
Well, the trio, it's two violins, cello, and harpsichord.
So that
organ,
would be
whichever you have at your disposal.
Alan Burney on the harpsichord, Debbie Davis on the cello, Mary Ogletree, and Becky
Rebecca Brown.
Rebecca Brown. So there you go.
So, yeah. Corelli wrote a lot of trio sonatas, several books of them, and but they're, each one is a unique piece, and I particularly like this one in D. We have done it before, and we've done the Biscoli before also. Mm-hmm. The Vivaldi is brand new to us.
Okay, tell me a little bit about instrumentation. This is before the time of Mozart, so some of the kind of instruments we just listened to, the clarinet concerto from Mozart, clarinets weren't around much or in a very early stage when these guys were writing.
Vivaldi wrote for a sort of clarinetish prototype, but you're right, that clarinet really as an instrument didn't come into its own until Mozart took such a shine to it.
Okay. What other instruments? I'm not an expert on that time period, but, you know, in early music, I think of, you know, sackbuts, crumb horns, viola da gamba, and then later music, I think of, we just talked about clarinets. Now, flutes, oboes, now you said there's a bassoon in this piece?
Flutes, oboes, bassoons. A common core, along with strings, was a pair of oboes and bassoon.
Okay.
And a lot of writing, and that goes all the way through Bach, actually. But those are in the flute, the oboe, and the trumpet, the violin are key solo instruments. And, of course, the string group, violins, viola, cello, bass, and harpsichord, were the basic foundation mm-hmm. of the orchestra.
Okay. And they were smaller. I mean, it wasn't until Mozart and Beethoven who's the father? Haydn? Is Haydn the father of the orchestra? Where do they start getting bigger? When I think of Baroque music, I always think of a smaller ensemble.
It's definitely smaller. In the classic period with Mozart and Haydn, you have a variety of sizes for the orchestra. Mozart was thrilled on one occasion to be able to hear some music on an orchestra of 40-some players, which was considered huge.
Sure.
Which is even big for a chamber orchestra by today's standard. But they worked with whatever they had. And sometimes it was few, and sometimes it was many.
And then finally, then, as far as keyboards go, it seems to me the staple of that generation was the harpsichord and an organ.
And the organ, yeah.
And then what we know as a piano comes later.
That comes later. It creeps in gradually as the early piano, the so-called pianofortes,
okay.
mm-hmm. In Haydn, used in Haydn symphonies, even the early ones, well, especially the early ones. Really need a keyboard instrument like that to fill in for certain places. And then in the later symphonies, he abandons any kind of keyboard. You know, of course, he wrote 104 symphonies, so he had time to do it all and a long livelihood to do it in.
It takes my breath away, 104. Whew. That's a lot more than one a year, isn't it?
It's a lot more than one a year.
All right. For our listeners, maybe you're a fan of Baroque music and you'd like to hear some oboes, bassoons, a little harpsichord this weekend. You can do that on Sunday. The Pennsylvania Sinfonia Orchestra is performing their third out of a series of four Summer Vivaldi concerts at Wesley Church, 2540 Center Street in Bethlehem. The date is Sunday, July 21st, 7:30 p.m. in the air-conditioned comfort of Wesley Church. So if it's a little warm where you are, you might want to go there where it'll be nice and cool. WDIY is proud to be a partner with the Pennsylvania Symphony Orchestra, putting on these concerts. The program includes Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in E minor, RV 279, Johann Christian Bach's Quintet in A, Opus 11, number 5, Piscoli's Concerto in D for trumpet, oboe, bassoon, and strings, also Corelli's Trio Sonata in D, Opus 3, number 2, and Johann Sebastian Bach's Oboe Concerto in G minor, BWV listing 1056. If you want some more information, you can call them at 610-434-7811. 610-434-7811 is the box office for the Pennsylvania Symphonia Orchestra. You can also go to their website. They have a lovely website at pasinfonia.org, pasinfonia.org. And you can get all the information you'd like about this concert and the concert still coming up later in the summer. We also have tickets to give away in the next 15 minutes or so as we finish up our time together. We'll have a pair of tickets to give away to Sunday's concert, and maybe you will be the lucky caller today. All right, Alan Burney, let's talk Vivaldi. The Violin Concerto in E minor, Opus 4, number 2. It's RV 279. You said this is the first time for you. You guys have played a lot of Vivaldi, but there's a lot of Vivaldi to be played.
A new Vivaldi on each of the four programs for this year.
Okay.
We just decided that, you know, with all that's out there, it was silly to always keep doing the same ones.
Okay.
So, and it's interesting. I mean, it takes a great deal of time to get familiar with the whole Vivaldi thing with over 500 concertos. And so I went shopping and found some new things. And I love this violin concerto. It's brilliant. It has some modality. It's got a little Phrygian touch to the first movement, which is a little unusual, especially for a fast movement. And almost shocking when you hear some of the harmonies that is with it.
Now, for the sake of our listeners and the uninitiated like me, there are different modes like Dorian, Ionian, and Phrygian. Is this correct? These are chord structures, or what are
they? Well, they are scales.
Scales, okay.
To begin with, and then when you put the notes together in harmony, then you get chords.
Yeah, different sound comes out.
And the whole chordal structure changes as well. Mm-hmm. So it's something you definitely hear. I don't know how to describe it to somebody who the word modal may not mean anything at all, but it's a little bit different than our usual major minor system.
Okay.
So it adds some spice.
Nice.
The kind of spice that you don't use in everything.
Sometimes, now one person's spice, you know, some people like it hot and some people like it mild. Does that resonate in a pleasant way? Because sometimes, you know, you'll hear something and you'll say, oh, that sounds kind of odd or that sounds kind of out of tune. Is it that kind of spice or is it more,
I think it's just, you know, you're eating something you like and you say, what is in this? And it obviously has some of this, this, and this, but there's something you don't quite know what it is, but you do like it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's adding something, whatever it is.
Oh, good.
And I think of the music kind of that way. I don't think we would even make a big deal of it in the performance per se, but it'll add a color that you don't hear in every Vivaldi concerto.
Good. So. Well, why don't we listen a little bit and get just a sense of what this might sound like. There are three movements, an allegro, a largo, and the final movement's also an allegro. What should we listen to?
The first one is the one that has the modal stuff, so why don't we try that?
All right. This is the music of Antonio Vivaldi for a Friday morning on WDIY. The collection is from Andrew Watkinson on violin, the City of London Sinfonia under the direction of Nicholas Kramer from a Naxos collection of music entitled the Vivaldi Collection. This is Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in E, RV Listing 279. That's the music of Antonio Vivaldi for a Friday morning right here on WDIY Classics. My name is Waldemar Vanofskis, and I'm your host for this Friday edition of WDIY Classics. We're listening to the music of Vivaldi in anticipation of the Summer Valley Vivaldi Concert Series. being performed by the Pennsylvania Symphony Orchestra this Sunday at Wesley Church, 2540 Center Street in Bethlehem. The concert starts at 7:30. That was City of London Sinfonia under the direction of Nicholas Kramer, Andrew Watkinson on violin. With me in the studio is Dr. Alan Burney, the music director, founder, conductor of the Pennsylvania Sinfonia. And we were anticipating this piece of music, beautiful piece of music, Alan. A little brisk. Was it fast enough? Right pace?
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
And anxious because we will hear Rebecca Brown play that
piece of
music.
Rebecca Brown will be our soloist for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's very exciting. Tell me a little bit about tempo. I mean, you know, I've heard lots of Baroque music. Sometimes it comes out kind of slow, and I'm going to use an adjective, sleepy. You know, sometimes it comes out sleepy. That was, I'm being honest, totally honest, that sometimes, you know, and maybe it's the listener, not the musicians, but sometimes it's like, oh, that's kind of dragging a little bit, you know, or, you know, the classic piece, which a lot of people, you know, it sort of become cliche, is Paco Bill's Canon. And I've heard like 800 different arrangements, transcriptions for mandolin, harmonica. I mean, they played it on everything, you know.
Yeah.
And I've also heard that piece played very, very slowly, you know, even at a wedding where, you know, the bride is basically slogging down the aisle, you know, you'd want something more, a little more lively. And what I enjoyed about that piece of music, it was lively, it was queer, it was brisk, you know, and when you conduct a piece of music, what inspires you to pick the tempo? And some, there obviously are tempo markings in the music, but fast or slow just is relative to what's fast to you or slow to you.
Absolutely.
So tell me about that.
Well, historically, it started out on the slow side. And when you hear old recordings of some of these things, they do seem by modern tastes to be very turgid. And I think what has happened is that people have tried to get more liveliness into the music, sensing that it's there. And the tempos have gone faster as a result of that. Now, it's not always faster. Sometimes it's slower in some cases. But very oftentimes with the Baroque things, you now find modern tempos are what we think are probably historically accurate, from the best we can tell, not having any CDs hanging around from period.
Right.
And we experiment. I think we try things out. It's quite possible that when we first rehearse a piece, we're doing one thing and we say, let's try it a notch faster. Or maybe it's a little harried. Maybe it should go a little bit more relaxed. So you feel what's right, and it's not just what I feel, it's what the whole group feels, and we're a democratic group in this, and so we decide on a tempo for movement by movement for what everybody as a unit tends to focus towards.
Do you ever have, all of you have played together regularly for quite some time, so you have an inner thing that goes on beyond words just when you play. I mean, you know each other and you've played together, so there's a feeling. But do you ever have a musician stand up and say, no, way too fast, or no, come on, let's move on, let's pick it up? I mean, how does that conversation go?
Well, we try to do it as respectfully as we can.
Sure.
But yes, there's disagreements, mm-hmm. Naturally, and we have to compromise in many cases to, you know, between one group and the other group, as far as what we finally end up with. But we do it well because we do know each other well.
Rebelling against the strings, I knew it.
Huh?
I said the woodwinds are rebelling against the strings, I knew it.
The strings don't always necessarily agree themselves.
Either.
So we have a good time, though, and we settle on something that we all feel that we can do well, and that works for us as a group. And I think every group has to work that way to a certain extent.
Absolutely. And the audience gets in on the conversation, too, being there, you're listening and sort of interacting. And
we sometimes even talk about these things in the concert.
Sure. Well, Vivaldi in Italian, Biscoli in Italian, Corelli in Italian. Well, let's talk a little bit about the German on the program. There's a couple of them, J.C. Bach, the little quintet in A, Opus 11. Anything interesting or unique about that?
Well, Johann Christian Bach is my personal favorite of all the many sons of Bach. His writing leans a little bit towards the classic, early classic sound and designs and formal structure and all of that. But his music I find very, I'm not sure what the right adjective is. It's soulful, but at the same time, it has that sense of relaxation that you find in much of the early music. Relaxation is the wrong word. It's really
peace, calmness, ease.
I think there's a peace. There's an ease. Ease is a good word. It's music that sounds very natural, and that it doesn't require anything out of the ordinary. I mean, there's usually a tempo for that everybody agrees on, because it's tempo starts to become a little more codified at that point.
Sure. And for our listeners too, I mean, this is what I enjoy about the Valley Vivaldi series, is that it is summertime, and this is, you know, say what you want, it's summer for me, it's summertime music. It's light, it's fresh.
For us, it's summertime also.
It's not heavy. It's not necessarily demanding on you as far as listening. It's something that you can just enjoy and embrace, and be, as the musicians are at ease, you can be at ease with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's finish. We're gonna play the Oboe Concerto in G Minor from Bach. Tell us a little bit about that. Is this also the end of I don't have the program. Where in your program does Bach come?
That Oboe Concerto is our concluding work.
Okay, then that's what we'll conclude with today too.
Yeah, and it's a reconstructed piece. Anybody who's familiar with the F minor harpsichord concerto will recognize it from that perspective. The slow movement is one of Bach's great hits. He uses it all over the place. And in fact, it's going to be used again on the last concert in a different context. But here it's everybody will recognize this. If they don't recognize anything else in the program, the slow movement of this oboe concerto is one of the most beautifully lyric pieces that everyone knows.
All right. Wonderful. Alan, Bernie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Again, tickets are at 610-434-7811 or go to pasymphonia.org for more information. We do have a pair of tickets here to give away for you. If you call us at 610-694-8100, extension 1, after the music starts, 610-694-8100, extension 1, after the music starts, we have a pair of tickets for you. If you've won in the last 60 days, please let someone else get a chance to get a pair of tickets. But after the music starts, 610-694-8100, extension 1, and we'll get you a pair of tickets. And we'll see you at Wesley Church on Sunday, 7:30, July 21st. This is the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, the Cologne Chamber Orchestra. This is the Adagio movement of his Oboe Concerto in D minor, BWV listing 1059. That's the music of Johann Sebastian Bach for a Friday morning right here on WDIY Classics. The Oboe Concerto in D minor, BWV listing 1059. That was the final movement, the Adagio, Alessandro Marcello on oboe, along with the Cologne Chamber Orchestra. You can hear the entire piece of music this Sunday at the Valley Vivaldi Concert Series at Wesley Church, 2540 Center Street in Bethlehem, 7:30 on Sunday. The number for tickets, 610-434-7811, or go to pasinfonia.org. Thanks to Alan Burney for stopping by today. And congratulations to Adil of Allentown. He picked up a pair of tickets. We had so many callers this morning. Thank you for listening and for calling. We will be giving away more tickets for Valley Vivaldi and other events. Stay tuned to WDIY Classics every weekday, Monday through Friday. We have tickets to give away. There's also the next concert in the Valley Vivaldi concert series coming up. I believe that's on August 18th. At 7:30 p.m. So we'll also be giving away tickets for the next one. If you didn't get the tickets this time, stay tuned. Maybe you'll get them next time. We have more Baroque music coming up. That's after these important messages.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Pennsylvania Sinfonia Orchestra, presenting Valley Vivaldi, Sunday, August 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wesley Church of Bethlehem. Program highlights will include the music of Vivaldi, Wagenseil, and Bach. For information, 610-434-7811 or pasinfonia.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Department of Music at Moravian College. 250 years of music education offering comprehensive and personalized degree programs in music, day credit and non-credit courses, community lessons, and a 12-month concert schedule. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., 610-861-1650 or on the web at moravian.edu.
It's 10:41 in the Lehigh Valley. You're listening to WDIY Classics. My name is Waldemar Vanofskis. We have another 20 minutes left in this portion of our programming to get us up to 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we'll have our classical calendar, have the full listing of all the concert events going on around the weekend here in the Lehigh Valley. And then we'll have a visit in the 11 o'clock hour from a special guest. It's the Moravian Music Festival going on in Bethlehem at Central Moravian Church and on the campus of Moravian College. We'll have a guest in the studio to talk a little bit about Moravian music, and we'll be listening to a little bit of that as well. So you want to stay tuned for that. We have music from one of the Bach sons, Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach. And this is from a collection of six sonatas for flute and harpsichord, subtitled Riga 1777. This is the sonata number 4 in C major. The music of Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach for a Friday morning right here on WDIY.